The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 22nd of February 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. It's a Culture Thursday. Mr. Mark Palmer is going to be joining us via Zoom. 242 Day is coming up. It's on Saturday. That is the 24th. Of February, and we are celebrating 242 Day every year on the 24th day of the second month. 242 Day this year rests on a Saturday again, and so today and tomorrow we're going to be showing our Bahamian pride. Today with music and culture, tomorrow with sports. So I've got a playlist today. I've got a car full of juju to give away thanks to a wonderful listener. She wants to take part in 242 Day by sharing what she has. I'm sure she's given me 2,420 jujus, and I want to give all of them, well, not all, I got to keep some for me, but most of them away. I don't know how we're going to do it, but if you call in and answer a question and say you want some juju for your prize, you can get it. So today, we're playing Bahamian music, and we're playing the game show, How Bahamian Are You? 242 Day Edition. One of my favorite questions on the list is Crab Fest or Mutton Fest? How do your Bahamian? Crab Fest or Mutton Fest? Now somebody say here, juju is not Bahamian, it tastes too bad. Dear sir, you just have not had a fantastic juju experience. The jujus I have in my box are sweet, sweet, sweet. And the person said, it's not even the sweetest juju from her yard. I just don't understand where you and juju went wrong in your relationship. Producer, let's go to the phone line dead quick, and then we're going to start the show with a tribute to another phenomenal Bahamian that has passed away this year. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Hi, Miss Green.
Hi, how are you?
You okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Hi, I'm good.
Oh, I can hardly hear you.
All right. Oh, there we go. Producer's working on it. Is that better?
Well, I guess. But Miss Green.
Yes, ma'am.
I called this morning because Mr. Dwight was speaking about all the spending.
Yes, ma'am.
Regarding the Prime Minister.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't even know what you're talking about now. Right?
Yes, today's a culture day.
Pardon?
I said today's culture day, but let's go. Talk. I got you.
Okay. And it is culture.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Okay. The Prime Minister and Mr. Dwight brought up all this thing, but the $100,000+ to go to New York, $100,000+ to go to Burma, right? Or Germany, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. I don't mind you doing that. Because 2-1, anyway, I ain't going to say it. Because y'all ain't, I ain't going to ask y'all to guess. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But listen to this. Remember, the house was prorogued.
Yes.
in, I think, maybe September, October. And then the House was reconvened. And Mother Pratt came up with that speech from the throne.
Right, as she was
right?
installed.
I have
as...
no problem.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Going this way and that way, spending all this money. And by the way, I know every time, I think they did increase it, every time, but not only the prime minister, anybody, once they travel, their wife also gets $200 a day for travel expense. Am I wrong or right? I think it was $100, but I think it went up to $200.
I'll have to confirm that.
Yes.
Yes,
you look
ma'am.
It up. All right? But you know it was $100 or something like that, right?
Yes, I think so. We have to confirm it. Stipend for
wife,
spouses, yes.
That spouse, whether it's man or woman, they're going to get. And I think they did increase it to $200, but you could go and confirm that. And I won't cost you all to get sued. But listen here. I am a senior citizen. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Jesus. Mother Pratt, in whenever the House did reconvene.
Yes, ma'am.
In November, they said that the pensioners would be getting an increase. So where's the increase and when is it going to happen? This February.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's 4 months. Let's see. November. I say in November. It could be in October, right after Obi-Wan's funeral. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
It could be. Right. November, December, January, February, almost March. When we can get our money? Now, when are you going to consider that? You could get whatever money you want, but my God, come on. Give the pensioners their money. You promise it. And you go back and you check in Mother Pratt's speech. She said the pensioners will be getting this increase. When it gonna happen? And even said retroactive maybe. I don't know if she mentioned that word. But Jesus Christ, when it gonna happen?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you very much. If I could articulate it, people understand the need for foreign policy and foreign engagement. Given that tourism and financial services are our two major economic pillars, we understand the need to negotiate with international actors, and we understand the value of being in the room, right? We understand the value of engaging stakeholders and partners in the room, face-to-face, at the same table, versus through various technological methods, right, via telephone, via Zoom. We absolutely get that. And so I think a couple of things are this. Well, understanding that, we still demand that you balance your budget in a way that attends to all sectors of society, that you prioritize those who are most vulnerable and ensure that those payments, services that they expect, that they are entitled to, are available on schedule, because their lives, their bills also have a schedule. And I think added to it, which is implied in the commentary, is that we need to see an assessment. We need to see return on investment. What have you achieved through travel? What has been the benefit of the agreements that you've signed in these meetings? The state should take more time and care to publish and disseminate and share with the public what it is doing in the global arena. Bahamians would love to hear about the terms of the diplomatic relationships engaged in Uganda, the recent, I think, G77 plus China meeting, where we established diplomatic ties, I think, with Kenya and Benin. I'm not sure. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Aaron Green.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You saying crab pest or mutton pest?
Yes, so we're talking culture today. What's your choice, crab fest or mutton fest?
But it's by God, juju, I'll go with the crab fest.
Okay. Okay, so here's what you got to do to get your bag of juju. You got to stay on the line. Let the producer take your name and number, and I'll call you after 12 when the shows are over, and we'll arrange pick up or drop off.
Okay.
Absolutely. So you prefer Crab Fest. Tell me why, though.
All right. You got Long Island. You got Cat Island. You got Andrus.
Right.
And Andrus is Crab Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Cat Island is Mutton Fest. Long Island is Mutton Fest.
Yeah.
So I go with the Crab.
I got you. Now, let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
Mutton Fest or Wild Boar Fest?
I go with the mutton, to play, but mutton and Cat Island.
Nice stuff, nice stuff. I got to get up there. I got to adopt me a curry goat.
Okay.
Thank you so much, caller.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great... Remember, give the producer your name and number now. Don't hang up. Thank you. Got a couple of texts here. Good morning, Aaron. The lady you called about pensioners raise, it's in July every 2 years. The last raise was in July 2022, so it should be in July this year. Thank you very much, Texter, for sharing that information. And then we call on, I think it's National Insurance, to figure out how do we make this information more readily available and accessible. Another show... says, another text says, I go with Crab Fest because mutton smell rank. Listen, that's because you don't know how to prepare it properly. Don't feel bad. I don't know how to prepare it properly yet either. Texter. Another text, so true what the lady said. We, the people of the Bahamas, hired our politicians. Yes. And we would like to know more about what it is they're doing. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
And you say, even though the fella answered that question, the last question, you say Crab Fest or Mutton?
Yeah.
You ask?
Yeah, Crab Fest or Mutton Fest?
Yeah, well, I'm a little creative, man. I've got some steamed mutton with some crab and rice.
Ha! Marion, look here.
How about that?
I know, listen, you know what is the sweetest thing? The sweetest thing is meeting married couples. And one person from one island and the next person from another island.
Yeah.
Like from
combine
Long...
Combine the two, man.
Yeah, Long Island and Eleuthera.
You know.
Abaco and Long Island.
Exactly. And you throw a little piece of potato salad or some good macaroni and that or coleslaw. And you got the best of the Rhode Island.
Now, let me ask you another question since Cousin answered the first question. You had a fancy government dinner.
Say that again.
You had a fancy government dinner. You only get the choice of two sides. You already picked peas and rice. You're picking coleslaw or potato salad.
I want a coleslaw.
Why?
Huh?
Why? Tell me why.
Why coleslaw?
Over potato salad. Potato salad is the queen of side dishes.
I agree. But see, when you want to be fancy like me, you need a little vegetables or something on the side of that rice because... You know, the potato salad and the rice is the same starch.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the potato salad, that's two starch one time.
That's a little too much starch.
That's a solid choice. See, for me, what it is, whenever you serve in rice, you need coleslaw because coleslaw have gravy for rice.
Yeah, I agree. Do you know that a cabbage is a natural healer?
Yeah, a cabbage is a superfood.
Yeah, so you when you get that rice, you eat a potato salad. Get that coleslaw or something like that, you see?
Yeah. And you don't have to make the coleslaw with mayonnaise. For my people who are on a health journey, are opposed to mayonnaise.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. The Haitians don't make it with mayonnaise.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I agree.
My Rasta friends, my Seventh-day Adventist friends, my vegan friends, they don't make it with mayo. Thank you very much for playing. You need some juju?
No problem, man.
You need some juju? Okay, you good. Producer, let's start with the interview. So today, we're just going to take a moment at the top of the show. Pam Woods, phenomenal Bahamian singer, jazz, blues artist, passed away this year. Passed away, I think, maybe on the 10th of February, I'm not sure, but earlier in the month. And in all of the news, it's been sort of missed. I want to play a short excerpt from an interview I found with Ms. Pam Woods about 10, 15 years ago, and then I want to play a song by her. And then I got to play Lionel Lodmore's Jitney, and then we're going to delve into some Bahamian music for 242 days. So, producer, let's start with the interview. This is Pam Woods.
For Bahamian entertainer Pam Woods, coming home again is a real pleasure. After 10 years of living and performing in the United States, the professional singer and pianist returned to Grand Bahama to give a concert and host 3 major workshops for students interested in the performing arts. We asked Woods how it felt to be home after such a long time.
For me, coming home to Grand Bahama is truly a pleasure. The Grand Bahamians all over, from West End to High Rock, certainly welcomed me 20 years ago, and I was able to receive so much from them. I think now it's my time to return the blessing.
Woods, who is also a music teacher, was very much in her element as she interacted with the children.
Let's play My Funny Valentine by Pam Woods. I want to ask people, if you have recordings of Pam Woods performing or her performances, please, first of all, share them with her family, but upload them to the internet so that all Bahamians could experience the wonder and magic that is Pam Woods. This is My Funny Valentine. That's just a short snippet from that performance. Like I said, it's difficult finding clear recordings of her work, but I know that they're out there. And I know that because I've seen some very personal and kind of private tributes to Pam Woods. Just one of the tributes, Pam Woods sang at her wedding, sang at the funeral of this woman, this family's first son's passing. She was present for the delivery of babies and performed, right, to bring new life into the world. Just a phenomenal woman, and another Bahamian who we have to ensure that we memorialize properly. If you want some more of her work, here's what I suggest. There's a lovely video on YouTube by Aria Music Class, and that's the music school of the late Paul and his wife, Tanya Hannah. You can search Dedication to Paul, Hannah, and Pam Woods. It's a beautiful tribute. We're going to get into some more music right after this caller. Producer, let's take the caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? All right. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720 for my family island listeners, 422-4796, that's 422-GR96 for the text line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? All right, caller, let's try 325-4316 or 325-4259 if you're having difficulty with 323-6232. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. I don't know if I could get a question answered because I really would like some of them juju and I don't want to see you too.
Yeah, man. Okay, so what?
Since you know how to get this, I'll show you something.
All right, don't hang up. You're going to pause after you answer the question. And the producer will take your number and we'll connect, right?
Okay.
It's Papa?
So
yeah, this Papa, right?
And Papa said he wants to see you.
What about the coconuts that are growing? You think it's a need for them?
The coconuts are growing?
yeah, like plant, like then growing the big trees. But I really want you to tell me, I want you to look at some for me in the back of my yard. Tell me what you think I should do with them, throwing them in the dump, or
okay,
how we could give them to someone.
Okay, there's absolute value in coconuts, right?
Yeah. I want some juju, though.
Okay, definitely. So here's your question.
My number?
No, give it to the producer. Before you, when you answer the question, you're not going to hang up. You're going to let the producer take you over to that side. You give him your number, and I can call you after the show. We're going to arrange a drop-off.
So you got a question?
Yeah, you ready for it?
Yeah.
Potato bread or cassava bread?
Wait, I can go with the cassava bread,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have a problem letting that potato be sweet potato and mixing onto them if that's possible.
You mean the white sweet potato, right?
Yeah, you get, I thought they'd be red, like...
Well, the red skin, but white on the inside.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't seen them for so long, but I know I've eaten.
I don't want to be prejudiced, but that's the best one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. That's the best one. Better than the, what do you call the yam, the orange one?
Yeah.
They could keep...
Oh, they're kind of the same thing.
But, I mean, they're in the sweet potato family, but the white sweet potato with the purple skin, buddy. They the best. You take one of them and you roast it and you put a little butter on it. Then you get a little balsamic vinegar. It could be even be, you know, the little craft set. You get a little balsamic vinegar and you drizzle that over the top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fancy, fancy sweet potato.
So when you're finished with them, juju, if you ever come across some gold pepper, I know your listeners could use some gold pepper too.
Yeah, everybody could use gold pepper because we had a little white fly infestation this last season.
What happened. A woman tells Dwight, saying, you know, shortage. It was a shortage. I spent the food store and you couldn't find them.
It's definitely a shortage. You don't mind that. Some people.
I like to taste the aroma from it. Like, how does food, like the gold pepper have a flavor like.
I'm telling you.
Being hot.
Yes.
I like to taste that, smell that in the food.
And you see the Bahamian fish? That's how you know it's Bahamian fish, because you could taste the gold pepper. Some fish is for gold pepper and some fish is for bird pepper.
Okay.
Anyway, Papa, hold the line. The producer could take your number and we can call you after the show.
Okay, man.
You're welcome. Thank you. Let's go to the next caller, producer. All right. Producer's handling that right now. I can press the button. Okay, there we go. Good morning, caller. 1 second. Good morning, ma'am. Hello? Oh, man, I lost you. You were there. Call back, ma'am. So, producer, play. Okay, while they call him back, get the song Palmetto Point up and running for me. We can play line a lot more as Jitney after. Ooh, callers, y'all hold the line. Again, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. Producer's pulling up a song. I'm going to throw another question out. Did you go to summer camp or did you go to the island with your Grammy for the summer? That's the next question. Summer camp or island to Grammy? Go to the island to Grammy. It may be you. What you do with your children? You send them to summer camp or do you send them to the island with Grammy? Producer, let's go to the next call. Good morning, caller.
Morning. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How you doing?
Good. I'm calling from 8 Mile Rock.
Oh, right. thank you. Morning. Yeah.
I'm enjoying the show. I just wanted to ask a question, if I may.
Yes, sir. Of course.
What is the difference between the Scotch bonnet and the gold pepper?
Okay. So, Scotch bonnet is Jamaican. Gold pepper is Bahamian. When I say that, now, I say that loosely.
Are you right?
The Scotch bonnet look more like a bonnet.
Okay.
The Scotch bonnet and the gold pepper are definitely... Different. Like they grow different, maybe from the same root pepper.
Right. Well, okay. I listened to your program last week talking about how many different species they are, but I was always arguing with them saying that the gold pepper, they shaped differently and they're very distinct. Well, I'm blind, but I know the difference between gold pepper and Scotch bonnet. I find that the gold pepper has they grow almost like a form of a garlic, a clove of garlic.
Ma'am.
That's how I did it. Is that, am I correct on that?
Yes, you are.
Thank you very much, because I had this argument that they actually are Jamaican-oriented, but they're very rare to be found on Grand Bahama, and I wish somebody could tell me how to get some, because that is my favorite.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to... In fact, Joe Darvill was in the paper this week. He said, listen, we need a Bamsi on every island. And basically,
oh, yes,
what he means is
do.
We need an organized... agricultural production on
every island. I certainly agree, Aaron. I certainly agree, because I'm a naturalist, and I also agree with you with a sweet potato. I wish you all that one. Give me my purple skin and white inside. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, producer. Play Cotton and Corn by George Simonette, former, please.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. God bless you, too. Thanks for calling from 8 Mile Rock. I know I got plenty songs on the list, but I got to play this one. Cotton and Corn by George Simonette and his Gombe Sextet. Ah, boy. Callers are coming to you right now. I can't miss this song. Producer, let's go to the next call and then line up Jitney by Lionel a lot more. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Sorry, I missed you. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Let's go to the next one. Good morning, caller. Oh, I miss all those callers. I'm so sorry. Let's call back. 323-6232. I got one on the line now. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alan. Great. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Give me a second and roll this down here.
Listen, cold cereal or hot cereal? I good. Cold cereal or hot cereal?
I never heard of hot cereal.
Hot. Cold cereal or hot cereal?
Oh, I like a cold.
You like a cornflake or a frosted flake versus a oatmeal porridge or a cornmeal porridge?
I like the old-fashioned cornflake.
Okay.
But nice, you know, Aaron, our daughter didn't mention mutton and grits.
Say that again?
Mutton and grits.
Grits?
Yeah, grits. Nowadays, grits.
You say mutton and grits?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Steam.
My belly was catching up with me. Steam, mutton, and grits. Okay, yes.
Peas and grits,
yes, I for that.
Family, I talk about adding grits, though.
Yeah, proper grits.
Yeah, with steam. With steam on it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we cooked that in our time. That tastes good. But you, I like that. I also like the old-fashioned potato bread with honey in it.
Potato bread with honey in it, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
man. That tastes good.
Okay.
That tastes good. And I love, some people say stars, but I love everything. Macaroni, potato salad, and coleslaw.
Okay. That's
I like the old-fashioned coleslaw. They got these old startup old coleslaw, diarrhea coleslaw, man.
Listen, you put raisins in the coleslaw when you ain't got no sugar.
Yeah. But yeah, you know what I'd like to see, maybe you and I know this, establish a festival, Bohemian cooking festival every year. All the islands come together.
Oh, yeah.
And go to New Providence and see who can cook the best.
And have a couple categories. Have a steam category, a fish category, a rice category.
For this, yes.
A grits category, a guava duff, a duff category. Thank you.
Because you remember, a lot of people, I got a gentleman called last week on your show.
Yeah.
And he talked about the old-fashioned grout
In fact, he wanted to establish a new law that if it ain't making a pillowcase, it can't be.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Pumpkin Eater.
We don't know about that, Aaron. Yeah? I mean, young people don't know about that.
No, they don't.
And we need to start saving our food culture.
Yeah.
You know, because you have a Jamaican curry and all that. Well, let's just start with something big. Let's get that. Hopefully, government, Minister of Agriculture, be listening.
Listen, and I'm hoping I could ask Mr. Nuri to talk festivals.
And how they knocked down those old building on Bay Street, have it right there.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Pumpkin.
Have a good day.
You too. And go to this next caller quickly, producer, and then we play Lionel a lot more, Jitney. I promise that. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Anchor.
Good morning. How you do?
Fine, thank you. Good morning. Mr. Thomas, with you this morning?
No, he was, I was hoping that he would join us via Zoom, but he's been unable to join us this morning.
Okay. Well, I didn't quite get your topic this morning, but I called this call just now, and I heard the gentleman talking about food.
You ready for the question?
Yeah, question me.
Coconut tart or pineapple tart?
Coconut tart.
Why?
I'm from the island.
Pineapple from the island, too? I don't understand.
No, pineapple is from one island. Coconut is on all.
Mondays grow, I mean, okay, coconut is on more islands than pineapple, but pineapple on plenty island.
True. Next question.
Okay, you ready for this one?
I think so.
All right. Tuna and grits or fire engine?
Fire engine all the way with the pot cake at the bottom.
Why? Just for the pot cake?
Man, pot cake is all the seasonings and all the sweetness in.
Your grandma used to put small little dice of potato in the corned beef?
Sometimes, but not all the time. You know, on the island, we had all of that to throw away. That was a different meal.
Ah, there you go. Okay. All right, one last question, and then I got to play the song by Lionel a lot more. Aloe or Sarah C?
Aloe.
Why?
I grew up with that. That was a yearly thing for us as children. My grandma used to get the old tomato paste can with the salt water from the sea when the tide went out,
mm-hmm.
and mix the aloe in it, and you had to drink that. That was your clean out twice a year.
Okay. All right, to deal with the worms and the parasites and things.
Straight up.
Absolutely. A much-needed cultural element we need to get back to.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much, cousin.
Okay.
Absolutely. Aloe with salt water for good clean-out. I got to remember that. My housekeeper one day, she tricked me into drinking Sarah C. It's the best trick ever. Best trick ever. I opened up the fridge, a big bottle of Coca-Cola in the fridge. Cold. Gleaming. I said, I'm Joycelyn. I could have some of your Coca-Cola. That was the first time she said, yes, child, have some. Have as much as you want. I opened that up, and I horseback that Coca-Cola, buddy. Woo! I was healthy, though. It's definitely healthy. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Lionel, we coming for you. Good morning, caller.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, it's Brianna Burroughs calling.
Thank you.
And
morning.
And we are just calling our neighbors just to find out what do you think about what's going on, you know, in the world today, and, also to share a scripture, a word of encouragement from God's Word, the Bible. Do you have a minute?
You know, I'm on air on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Would you
would like to share this word with the nation as a part of our 242-day celebrations?
We can do that now? Or can I call you back and, you know?
Do it now. I tell you why. We're celebrating 242-day, which is a new way to celebrate being Bahamian. We're not celebrating based on ethnicity or race. We're not celebrating based on religious background, but by the geographic boundary. And so I want to include as many elements of Bahamian culture, expression, and experience as possible. If the scripture is very short, I don't have a problem with you sharing it at all with the nation.
Mm-hmm. Can you hold for 1 second?
Unfortunately, I can't hold, ma'am, but you could call back.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, we missed the second call. Play Jitney by Lionel a lot more, sir. Because I got about 18 songs on this list I want to play. I want to know what hot dog sauce is, why married people always talking about it. We're coming right now with Jitney by Lionel a lot more.
I met a wolf road, I met on the street. Lord bless my soul when the morning is so cold. I want a jitney to wait on me. Any kind of jitney to wait on me. When your luck is bad, oh so sad. I got my fever, Lord jitney. Jitney, jitney, you wait on me.
Producer, let's play Palmetto Point. Palmetto Point is a song performed, and I think written, I'm not sure, but performed by Stevie S. I don't play Stevie S music on my show for a particular reason, but Stevie S is a part of the Bahamian catalog, right? And if we can't play Stevie S, then we can't hear Palmetto Point, and we got to hear Palmetto Point. Play Palmetto Point, please, producer.
I've been there so many times before. I'm gonna keep on going back so much more. Cause everybody they're flying down, everybody they're driving down, everybody they're running down. Read it again. You know what? Everybody they're flying down, everybody they're driving down, everybody they're running down. Read it again. Palmetto Point. Come on, y'all.
Producer, play the next one by Stevie S. See, for me, it's just for me. For me, it's a thing, right? But Stevie S have some songs that are a part of the Bahamian experience. I want him to play Come Go With Me, Back to Bimini. Now, see, somebody said, well, why can't other people cover his songs if you don't wear it? Well, you can't. I find difficulty with that, too. How could you have somebody else cover his song and he's alive to sing it, right? The next one is Come Go With Me, and it's not the only song of his that's a part of our experience. But it's another sweet one, Come Go With Me, Back to Bimini.
Come go with me, back to Bimini, y'all. Listen and watch it, do it. When I saw you first, I knew you was the one for me. You were very fine, very true, and so sexy. Saw you watching me from straight across the room. I knew you was the one, I knew I had to take you home. Been to Ilusha, been to Inagua, been to Long Island, and Grand Bahama, and Walker Street. So come go with me to Bimini. Sing it, y'all, come on.
Yeah, I'm a Boatman by KB. Now, of all the songs on my list today, right, this may be the one. We can pull that up. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. One second. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Hey, very good. Hey, listen, I don't know where you got the idea for this show, but you know you have listeners all over America. Right now, me in Atlanta, I can't even focus on Wake, man. My belly, I'm hungry, man.
I'm sorry.
So I need a favor. When you come visit your good sister, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Bring some of that juju for your classmate, man.
Okay, without a doubt. In fact, that's a good reason for her to come home right now, so I could send up a tray load of juju.
Yeah. So I have a question before your question, right?
Yes, sir.
Is there such thing as sea grape wine?
Listen, sea grape wine, sea grape rum finger, sea grape pancake syrup, sea grape waffle syrup, sea grape cheesecake glaze, sea grape malt wine, sea grape rosemary iced tea, sea grape thyme iced tea. So you ever you in the States, you ever hear about the bear claw? We used to do a sea grape chicchani claw, sea grape jam, sea grape pepper. Jelly. Anything you could do, I could do it with sea grape.
Oh my goodness. Well, I can hold you to that.
Yes, sir.
Honestly, I can hold you to that.
It gets even better. Imagine a sea grape mulberry governor's plum juice and lemonade. Then turn
you
it into
a, it or you could just keep it in the fridge.
No, you could do either and then turn it into a mimosa. Or just take a little club soda and turn it into a non-alcoholic mimosa. Make it sparkling.
Now that's five star.
Yes, sir. Then it all right in the bush.
Right in the bush. All right, you have a good one, eh?
Absolutely.
Oh, you got a question for me?
Yeah, you ready for it?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Okay. Peanut cake or Benny cake?
Benny cake.
Why?
I like boat style Benny cake. You know, with Benny cake, you have someone caramelized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the other one, which is a bit freer.
Yeah.
So I like the Benny cake because, you know, it gives you a little energy too, you see?
Yep, true.
Benny cake, I ain't too worried. I like it, but I ain't too for Benny cake. But the Benny cake,
off the chain.
That one right there. I need some water with it too.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, cousin. We talk soon. Call back soon.
Absolutely.
Producer, I forget what song I tell you to play. Play something for me as we get ready to go to this next caller. See, I have some young people music on this list too, you know. But play Shepherd Moon by Ronnie Butler. Something about this song. See, I got Vividly Vile by Wall. I got the Richie Special Passion. I got NXTETG and Giovanni Bay. I even got another rock, Bahamian rock group for you, Mr. Nuri, M47 with their song Hints. But there's something about Shepherd Morn by Ronnie Butler. It's just so sweet, Mr. Nuri. You know the song?
Shepherd Morn, Shepherd Morn.
Yeah.
You know, old song.
Yeah. You know, my whole life I thought this is about Christmas morning. Shepherd Morn, I thought it was Shepherd Morning. Right, because I was a little children. No, you gotta listen to the words.
I will listen now.
Well, I'm going down to Nassau Town. I'm gonna live the life of Charlie Brown. I'm gonna dance, flirt, laugh, and clown. I'm gonna get up, eat, and then lay back down. One of these mornings, it won't be long. Matilda gonna look for me, but I'll be gone. One of these mornings, it won't be long. See, Tilda gonna look for me.
Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. How you do?
Hi, thank you. Good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Good, thank you.
Great. Listen, Aaron, the gentleman just called. I asked if there's any such thing as sea grape wine.
Yes.
I have a cousin in Freeport who actually makes all the wine with Bahamian fruits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You also mentioned mulberry.
Yes.
He makes sea grape wine. He made mulberry wine.
Mm-hmm.
He makes Gannep, Sapodilly.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when I ginger wine,
yeah.
When I actually, when I go there again, I can bring you a bottle and let you experience it.
Absolutely, please.
I think
thank
I have
you.
Some here now, but I think they might be a bit out of... outdated for the time being. But I'm
going
to bring you a bottle, because you know I know you.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, Aaron, something interesting Sweet Emily said, you know?
Okay.
I don't know if you heard the thing of last night.
Yes.
Well, right? She said, you know, do not divide us, you know?
Yeah.
She said she should be on it. And I quite agree, you know?
Absolutely.
I quite agree, you know? Give her the roses while she's alive, you know? Do not have her competing against the younger ones, you know? Honor for what she's done.
Yeah.
I quite agree with her.
And I feel it. Thank you very much, you know, for sharing that.
Pleasure.
Because, you know, what she's saying is, like, I've had my time where they are now. We shouldn't be competing against each other. I should be paving a way for them, which is what she's doing, right? And we're a small island developing state, and maybe it is that this is not a model that we can just adopt. Maybe we need to create, devise another model for small island developing states so that we eradicate any kind of division. And we could do that. We could build models that grow us as opposed to separate us. I got a text here. Good morning. I will post this playlist on social media. I will post it on my personal Facebook page. I'll post it on the show's Facebook page, and I'll see if I could sneak it on Morning Blend's Facebook page if they'll allow me to post it there as well. Producer, it's time for another song. Play I'm a Boatman by KB, please, while I ask Mr. Nuri a question. Mr. Nuri, baggy or cup?
Cup.
Why?
Because it cleans better.
It's baggy, cleaner.
Yeah, baggy's all over your face and mouth.
Okay, true. Adults eat cup.
And people have touched a baggy bag. And I put the whole baggie in my mouth, and now I'm health conscious. I said, boy, I wonder what I swallow.
You could rinse it.
Just rinse off the
my baggie shop have a water pump right outside.
Okay, just wash it off.
Yeah, wash it off. This is I'm a Boatman by KB.
My work is on the water. Free diving. So no line is how I survive. Listen. From foggy to yellow tail, from jackfish to killer whale, I jump in my dinghy boat and I head on down the coast. I need a fish to bite, my kids gotta eat tonight. So I do what they gotta do, take some fish back for them to stew. I've been in the trail long, and I was born strong. By my father's hand, say get fish boy to make them hot. What you got a big knife? Son, you'll be fine. Just keep your eye out for them floating groupers passing by. I'm a boatman, a seaman. My work is on the water. Free diving, throwing out liners. How I survive.
Oh boy, producer, play I Ain't Gonna Lie No More by Melody while I send this one, that one out. I'm a boatman. All the fishermen and cleanup man, them on Montague Beach, Porter's Key, the Sedus be out South Beach cleaning up they fish. All my family island fishermen, my boatmen, my sailormen, your work is on the water. Free diving, throwing out line is how they survive. And I got to send just a moment, all the fishermen, them, and in honor of my good friend, LeVar Pratt. And the Pratt family, when they say there's a boatman, they take it seriously. They love the water. Play that song, Melody, I Ain't Gonna Lie No More. This is one of the younger women artists out there doing their thing, making a way. And I got one song here. We play Melody. I got one song here by Justina Stewart Roll featuring Iris Thor, them Crab Crawling. Y'all listen to that one on your own time.
Take my yacht to the Billy Club, I ain't gonna lie no more. Oh, take my yacht to the Billy Club, I ain't gonna lie no more. I married in some talk, two monkeys on the boat. I sold three of them, then I destroyed the boat. I thought that I was fuck free, thought I was in the clear. My lenses pimp on me, whispering mommy's there. Mommy asked me if I do it, I shake my head, say no. She gets cool, she grabs, she shoe, and I press my
I love it, I love it, I love it. That strong, see, that's that strong Bahamian female voice, right? You hear it, we heard it, Priscilla Rollins, Black of the Berry, Letter from Miami, Veronica Bishop. In fact, I got a new track on my playlist today, Sherrod Taylor featuring Veronica Bishop, Just a Fool. Oh, what a, just what a sweet song and what a sweet voice and Melody coming right behind them with Ilsha and Nishi LS and all of them. The producer, let's play Saxons and the Valley by Staleed.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Fish Fry Friday is back at Margaritaville Downtown Nassau, a 12-volt bar featuring the big band Visage with the latest soca music. Admission is $25, one complimentary drink included. Experience the Fish Fry Buffet at Vacation Cafe for only $55, party included. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., party until 11:30 p.m. After break, Fish Fry Friday is back. So come party with the big band Visage and your number one DJ March 1st at 12-volt bar Margaritaville Downtown Nassau. Tell your crew to meet you at Fish Fry Friday. It's that time of year to join the movement. It's time for the annual Guardian Media's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair, Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall of Marathon, starting at 10 a.m. Admission is free. Come and receive free health screenings by the Walk-In Clinic, fantastic product info, and sound financial advice. Participate in the exercise demonstrations by Natasha Brown, Outdoor Fitness Bahamas, and RF Exposure. There will also be a CPR demonstration by Superior Care, plus live performances by Blondie, Johnny Cake, Shine, and Carrington McKenzie, ending with a Saxon superstar Junkanoo Rush Out. Join the movement. It's the annual Nassau Guardians Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair, Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall of Marathon.
Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family.
Let's go, Rush, on. Music Makers
One Family. Let's go, man! Oh, been knocking down all of my town. On to Bay Street with the
down canoe plan. Saxon at the rhythm, licking them goatskin drum. The valley boys on the brass, hitting the rubber bum bum. I'm a Bohemian, I'm proud.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock. We're bringing the show to an end. Maybe I could inspire Mr. Nuri to join me in his hour with a little bit more music. Producer, I have so many songs to choose from. Let's play We Jammin' by Gino D. When's the last time you heard Gino D, Mr. Nuri?
The Junglist song.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yes, with a lot of lipstick. Lipstick yellow or whatever, red, no? Pink?
It's colorful.
Yeah.
Colorful. This is We Jam. It's perhaps one of the best Bahamian songs ever. And when you get a chance, check out the video. Gino D, We Jamming.
Jumping, dancing, having fun, and dancing to the postkin drum. Rick and Steph and Duncan Boop. Out on the beach, doing the fun you move. If you're
feeling me,
put your hands in the air.
Hands in the air.
Sexy gals in them bikini, polka dots and teeny weeny, looking sweet and looking rosy, like a nice ripe summer dilly. If you're
feeling me,
put your hands in the air. With my arms around her waist and with her hair on my shoulder. Oh, my lovely island woman, stocking back just like a lobster. If you're
feeling me,
put your arms in the air. Feel it in your heart and soul, and let the rhythm take control, and we can scrape and jump and do.
Listen, as we close out the show, I got a text that says, listen, the best flower cake comes from Acklands. Let Cat Island know that, please. That's another category we're going to have in this big food fest. We call it flour bread, flour cake. That's another category. Grits is a hot cereal. So even if you don't eat oatmeal and cream of wheat or flour, pap, if you're eating grits, you're eating hot cereal. Also, so is rice, technically. Thank you, Texter.
I had rice as a cereal and grits as a cereal.
Mm-hmm.
My mother immigrated to the Bahamas. She never saw grits or had grits before. She thought it was cornmeal. And she could add sweet milk, add sugar to it, and serve it to me to drink. And, of course, rice. I had rice cereal as the same way.
Yeah.
Sweet milk, cinnamon, vanilla, and sugar and to eat. Yeah,
it could work.
Yeah.
People asking, how could you put sugar in grits? Well, you could put sugar in cornmeal. Yeah. It's just a finer grade. Okay, producer, I know we are all out of time. I want to let you choose. You choose the song we end the show with. Because I can't choose, man. Again, let me go through my playlist. Lionel Lotmore, Jitney, My Funny Valentine, a cover by Pam Woods, I Ain't Gonna Lie No More Melody. You all go check out Them Crab Crawlin' by Justina Stewart Roll featuring Iris Storr. I found one sweet mix, DJ Sampler, a Crab Fest mix. Oh, yeah. Anyway, thank you for joining me today as we celebrate 242 Day. Today is culture, tomorrow it's sports. This is Charlie Adamson, Bangali from the Gombe era. You guys have a great day and stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM and CA Nuri is up next.
Living the life of a singer, Bangali, show me emotion. Bangali, jump in the ocean. Bangali, show me emotion. Bangali, jump in the ocean. I came from Waikan East to do luck. Immediately I began to knock. When I looked through the jealousy, what I saw drove me to insanity. I began to tremble, I began to shake. You could imagine I was like an earthquake. Caused me to change up my whole life plan. I was living the life of a single man. Bangali, show me emotion. Bangali, jump in the ocean.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.